how will you describe the improvement on defense this season compared to last year?
Well, one thing I try not to do is compare, you know, the different seasons that we had, because every year is different. Like, you have different safeties, different things from a scheme standpoint. So, you know, I try to stay away from, you know, comparing us to any other Patriot teams that we have. But every year is different.
But what have you done this season to improve your defense?
Well, I think we got the right, you know, there's a lot of determination with the players and on the scheme, the plays that we're doing, the situations that, you know, the coach is putting us in to make us successful. I just think it's just one of those things where, you know, you get 11 guys to rally together. You know, good things happen. I think, you know, we've been executing very, very good Ryan this year, and every week you're in that set. So at the end of the day, I think it's a combination of a bunch of things, and most of it is on the execution level. I think everybody that executes at a high level, and that's what's been actually putting us in a real good situation.
Since, you know, with your experience as a defensive player, but, you know, looking on the other side of the ball with the kind of up-tempo offense your team runs, and then also league-wide, the kind of different styles of offenses that you guys have had to face this year. You know, are offenses pushing the envelope even more now, and is it harder these days to be a dominant defense than maybe when you first entered the league?
You know, it is, because you do have an offense now that's more up-tempo, more of a spread offense where you're not getting the run like you've gotten in the past, and what this game was built off running the football. And it's a little different now. You know, they spread you out and want to get the ball into a skill position and want to make plays. So it is a little different defense. And that's why, you know, you don't have a lot of teams now that a two-back team or a one-back that have, you know, a team that has just only one back. So now you have guys, you know, you have teams with two backs and sometimes three backs on the roster, and everybody touches the ball. So where in the past, because they really had one workhorse. But it's, you know, those days are over. And you get more, of the teams that spread you out and, you know, try to get you in different looks, see how you're going to, you know, defend them. And then, you know, they pick and choose of, you know, their plays with running the ball and throwing the football. But, you know, now you're getting more, especially for the passing, you know, it's definitely for the passing more now than it has in the past. And it's tough for them.
Yeah, how do you adjust as a defense to kind of, you know, the way that the league is going?
Well, you know what? You're starting to see it every year. So every year you start to see teams, you know, do a little bit better at defending things like that. That's why you have guys that, you know, a lot of sacks now, where, you know, in previous years you probably had one guy that has, you know, 15 or 20 sacks. Now all of a sudden you have, you know, in the league now where you have five, you know, guys with 15 sacks. Because, you know, they're getting more opportunities to rush the passer, and they get that just because of, you know, the different offenses. So it's one of those things. Every year you get better at it. You know, you go in the offseason, you pick up draft picks, you bring people to your team that you think that, you know, you can do different things with, from, you know, rushing the pass, or if it's, you know, rushing the pass as last, guy that can drop the coverage, or a guy that can, you know, play the run and at the same time play the pass. But a lot of it has to do with personnel now and schemes that, you know, the defensive coaches that draw up.
Thank you.
Vince, the Patriots appear to be one of the more consistent teams in the NFL. What is the recipe for that?
Teamwork. Just giving, you know, getting the whole team on the same page and putting the team first. You know, I don't think we have anybody that's selfish. You know, we have great players around here. Start with Tom Brady. So that guy, you know, I've seen him work for 9 years, and he's not a selfish player. He always puts the team first, and, you know, that's our motto around here. You know, do what's best for the team. And sometimes, sometimes I go out and don't have no tackles or one tackle, or sometimes I go out and have 8-9 tackles. It's just a difference. But just because, you know, I'm not having any tackles, it doesn't mean that I'm not having a good game. It's just, you know, people around me is game. The game developed for them around me, you know, throughout the course of the week. And different weeks is different. So, our recipe is just putting the team first, being a team player, and not being selfish.
you mentioned Tom Brady. What is he like outside the field?
He's not a typical quarterback, I tell you that. So that was one of the things that I love about him. He's a regular guy to us. So he, you know, he hang out with us. I mean, he, you know, go to the bowling alley or whatever it may be. He tried to stick with his teammates as much as possible. So, and that's one thing I respect him, because he can easily go home and he'll stay cooped up by himself. But you know, he's not like that. He's a hell of a guy off the field as well as on the field.
Vince, I have a question for you from a Danish fan. Do you have any game day rituals?
Part of my only game day ritual is me and my wife always ride to the game. But other than that, I don't do anything other than that. Sometimes I listen to music, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I don't. So it's the one thing that's the most consistent that I do every time. Is, you know, my wife, we always try to the game together, no matter where she's at or where I'm at. I make time to go grab her, and we always come in together.
You have been with the Patriots for a long time. What is your best memory from the time with the Patriots?
Just the wins. You know, being around guys that, you know, laid the foundation when I was a rookie. So being around guys like Roman Pfeiffer, Teddy Bruschi, Richard Seymour, Willie McGinnis, Corey Dillon. So being around guys like that, so you grew up technicians, you know, you grew up learning about it, seeing those guys playing. All of a sudden, you know, here I am, a rookie, and I'm playing on the same team as them. So that's the most memorable part of, you know, being here is just, you know, the guys I grew up watching, I actually got a chance to play with.
This Sunday could be Ray Lewis's last game. What is your assessment on Ray Lewis?
He's the best guy that ever played that position, in my opinion. I mean, what he brings to the table is unbelievable, but what he brings to the sport. I mean, he showed you what it takes to be a teammate and what it takes to win, the love and the passion he has for the game. So I don't think there's any guy out there that can judge him on anything. You know, his passion for the game. So, and he's a very emotional guy. He loves this game, and you know what? It shows. It shows in this game.
Yeah, Vince, who has been your idol as a kid growing up watching football?
I grew up a Buffalo Bills fan, and I grew up watching Burbage and Bruce Smith. I was always a defensive guy, so Bruce Smith was my rock guy growing up. You know, I got a chance a couple of years ago to ask the family coming to Bahama. So we was out to dinner, and I'm walking with my wife and kids, and I heard someone call my name, and I turned around. It was Thurman Thomas. You know, we got a chance. I told him, you know, I grew up a Buffalo Bills fan. I admired him growing up as a kid, and that was a special moment for me. And, you know, I respect him to that day. To this day, you know, I could pick up the phone and, you know, send him a text or give him a call if I want. Became pretty, you know, good friends.
I've seen somewhere that you have called the Ravens a complete team. Can you please explain why they're a complete team?
Well, you know, when you talk about consistency and win, you have to put them up there just because of the staff that they have, the coach staff that they have, the players that they have. I mean, they have a guy in every position that, you know, at the top of their game or at the top of this league, you know, with the quarterback, with the running back, the best fullback, the biggest offensive line, I mean, the skill position, and then corner, Smith, tight end, and the pitter, and, you know, defensively, you have not up front, Suggs, and Ray Lewis, and Ed Reed in the back, and Pollard. So when you talk about, you know, putting the team together, there's no question that you know, you look at that team and see how they feel. And you'd be like, you know what, they have the pedigree, and they know what it takes to win. And it shows, you know, they've been very competitive from ever since, who knows. I mean, every year they put up wins. They seem to be in the postseason. It seems like we're facing each other every year in the postseason, you know. And that just goes to show you that they're very consistent in what they're doing. They know what it takes to win as a team.
You yourself played a huge role in the win over Ravens last year. What do you remember from that game?
time. Really, not too much, because it won't have anything to do, you know, with this time.
Yeah, that's right.
I just remember winning. So, hopefully I have that same feeling.